Echo Place, May 6th, 1917. Dear Roy, we have not had any letters from you for more than a week. I'm hoping to get one tomorrow. Dear old honey, how I wish this would end. If the Huns would only rise up in revolution in their own country, that would be the quickest and best way to end it. Hope you are having better weather over there. It's been cold and rainy with east winds this week. We all have a little fresh cold, but nothing to worry about. We'll be better in a week or so. Nell came last Monday, and we managed to get a petticoat and a pleated skirt for M made. Grandma Little gave her the goods for her birthday, but sent it now so as to get it made up. It looks real nice. It's black and white, so we'll get her a little midi to wear with it for school. She sent Ruth a white dress, too, so I must make that next, before it gets warm weather. The boys still wear their sweaters. Guess they will last the season out. Jack wears the brown coat Dawn used to have. I made the sleeves shorter and put a brown velvet V in neck, so it has been nice for school all winter. Grandma and Grandpa and Irene have been out to Wilsonville all last week. They went by streetcar, but Uncle Claire and Aunt Maud brought them home tonight. They wanted to take Bruce home with them. When I came home from church, he was ready with his brown suit on, so I let him go. Aunt Maud said when she went home after Jack came home, she just had a good cry, she was so lonesome. Grandma Kettle has knit you 2 pair of socks. Your mother is going to send you another box soon, and them with it. I'm hoping you get the pictures of Ruth and baby before now, and also some of the parcels. In your last letter, you said you got the one with the comb in. That was a small one. You would perhaps get the next one with the cake in the round can and socks and other can with it soon after. Hope so. Monday the 7th. Well, Daddy dear, we did not finish your letter last night, so baby and I are going to now. I wish you could see him. He is a 6 months old darling. He is changing quite a little in looks, is quite a little like Dawn used to be, only blue eyes and better natured than any of the others were. Very often after being fed, he goes in the buggy and sleeps, wakes up and plays with his hands, and goes to sleep again without getting up. I washed up winter caps, sweaters, and coats today. Am in hopes we'll not need them again this year, but never know. I wore my fur coat last day. I went downtown and it snowed a little one day. We had been wondering if there should not be some watercress ready to use, so Dawn, Stan, Jack, and I went down to the field where we used to put our horse to see tonight after supper. We did not get a handful altogether. It was good to get out for a walk, though. Wish you had been with us. Yes, I remember the day you and I came over here. That was a grand day and a dandy walk. I was looking out the window at the moon tonight when I put the children to bed. It is full, and wondering if you could see it too. Now the warmer weather is coming, we will get another picture of all of us taken for you. The kiddies were too sleepy to write tonight, so I will send this on and theirs will come later. I see the 2/15th have arrived safely in England. Well, bye-bye, dearest. Oceans of love. Hugs and kisses. Thanks for that nice pin. I always wear it when I am going anywhere. Love, Mary.